Hi, this is Mike from Windsor, and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid, sibling rivalry, public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad.
Awesome.
Things run pretty smooth this morning.
Good, I'm glad.
Not quite on your end, it seemed. It's all the spaghetti wire you were dealing with this morning.
Yeah.
And usually it's not like that.
And this connection to my network in this house, it's stupid. It forgets.
Has it been funky?
Well, no, the connection's fine. It's the computer's running Leopard. All of a sudden, I'll just forget it that this is one of its trusted networks. And I'll say, oh, here's the network. Do you want me to try to get on? Yeah. So you hit join. Connection timeout. Hit a join again. Invalid password. Connection join. Connection failed. Join. Connection timeout. Different errors. Same thing. Same button. I just keep
pushing. Then it'll connect.
And then it'll connect.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. Just keep hitting the join button until it connects.
Do you ever have issues with your D-Link router?
No. Nope.
I have issues. I think it's because of so many computers and so many IP addresses. I think that's what my problem is.
Why would the IP addresses...
Because it gets all jumbled up. Too many of them. I think...
That's hardly any, though. Like, and that only takes the last digit of...
I don't know.
You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah. Sometimes Kojiko has to clear them out, though. It's an actual problem.
Kojiko has to
because we have like say six computers that'll connect to the internet and then they get messed up somehow.
Really?
Yeah, somewhere along the lines it gets messed up with the internet. I don't know how it works, but they sometimes have to reset it. Like they'll clear it out on their end, the IP addresses. They'll ask me how many computers you have connecting. I don't know, five, six. And they clear out the IP addresses and it starts over. The whole process starts over.
Wow, that seems wacky.
I mean,
just for someone like a regular consumer who's got some computers in his house.
Yeah.
Were they only set up for people who only have one computer?
I don't know. No, it can't be because it's a wireless router. It's made for wireless computers and four computers to hook up in the back. But it's different when it's wireless, I think. I'm not sure what the problem is, but...
So you only got four ports in the back, but you're trying to connect five or six computers.
Well, yeah. But not all wired.
No, but maybe it's only set up to input foreign devices.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't know. I really don't know. So I see something new on the table here.
You see something new on the table. It's a tablecloth.
It's a camera.
Oh, that's my camera, yeah.
That's the Elf. Sweet. Small.
It's small, yeah.
Everything.
It does everything. Yes, it does.
It does everything.
You see this tea we're drinking this morning? It made that.
Came out of that.
Yeah. It's really good.
Poured right out of the... Aperture.
Aperture. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Are you signed into the necessary sign-inables?
Yeah, we got Brandy and Liz on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they're listening or not, but they're there.
Oh, they are. Don't let them fool you.
No?
No.
Are they stealth-like?
Yes. No. I don't know. There's millions of people listening. Don't let any of them fool you.
Millions of people.
So we're in a transition now between Christmas and New Year's. This is the transition.
Is it a transition?
Yeah.
I think it's more like a...
Is it anything? Does it seem like it's anything when it's, you know, you're in between two holidays?
It seems like it's in the middle of nowhere. It's like we're floating.
It's limbo.
In the ether. Yeah.
You had like the last celebration of 2007, and then you're in like this limbo period of before the beginning of the new year, and it's like, you know, everybody's awaiting their to start their resolutions, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yes.
And
we're trying to be as bad as we can.
Yeah, you try and get everything in, and I'm going to eat all this, and I'm going to do all this, and I'm going to keep biting my nails all the way down to my wrists, and I'm going to do all these things that I want to get it all in because I'm stopping on the first.
That's right. Yeah.
So you probably get a lot of that.
I feel that way for sure.
I am. I usually not because I do things differently, but this year has been a little different for me because of the shoulder thing.
Right.
And so I had a year off the gym and a year off of eating impeccably and all that kind of stuff. So it's a big thing for me to have a resolution. Yeah, I never really have a resolution
right,
of any kind.
You don't need it, right?
Hmm?
You don't need it.
Not normally.
No.
But I do this year.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily I'd say that I need, but it's a good starting point, and it's the time now to do something, and that's what I'm going to do. So we're going to be starting a big program coming up on the first. I'm starting a little early, I think so.
You can't start early.
No, but I'm starting. Actually, Lana started already, but not full blown. And I'm going to start absolutely everything tomorrow. It's a big thing. We're doing the Broice Cancer Cure.
Who was that guy? He was the chairman of Chrysler's, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah, still is.
Yeah.
No, he's some guy. Guy that invented the cure for cancer.
I wish there was one.
Well, I think this is the next best thing. Thousands of people have been cured. So for us, it's we're doing the 42-day, it's almost a fast, really. Cleansing is what it is. 42 days, no food.
No solids, you mean?
Right. And if there's anything inside us, which I doubt anyway, but I mean, it would, you know, stop feeding it and shrink it.
Right.
And wither it away. I guess that's what it's supposed to do. But for us more, it's the cleansing thing. We want to cleanse, totally cleanse, 42 days. Juices, vegetable juice and tea is all it is. No fruit. Nothing to do with fruit. Nothing to do with solid food.
Any
no
herbal type stuff? I know.
Yeah, well, just the teas.
Teas?
Yeah, but no pepper, no anything like that. So it's just tea-based stuff. There's a kidney tea that you take for 3 weeks, mixing with three different ingredients, and then like four or five ingredients for the other tea. That bad, eh?
That's bad, yeah.
Wow. It's
whacking me out.
I don't understand how that latency could be for you and not for me.
I don't know either. It's kind of wacky. No big deal. I'll be able to hear this when the intros come in.
We even have the new uke tune all primed up and ready to rock and roll.
Uke tune?
Yeah. You heard the second one I think I sent to you, right?
Yeah. That's great.
It was a little fun.
That's awesome that you're...
It's been kind of fun.
Uking out. But you still got the old uke.
Still have the old uke, yeah. It gets by, you know what I mean? But
it's by.
I mean, I get by with it.
Oh,
I'm doing stuff, you know what I mean? Like, but it's it goes out of tune a fair amount.
Okay.
And the bridge is like almost busted right off.
Oh,
it's held in by a screw. It's the glue is pulled away, so it's
the intonation is totally imperfect.
How much intonation can you have anyway on something that's like less than a foot long neck? So you got to kind of have the best situation you can have. And you know, Epiphone is like the closest thing to a Gibson.
It's Gibson's off.
Yeah. Closest thing to Gibson. Gibson did make ukuleles at one time. And I've seen a few. Kind of neat.
And so the Epiphone is the brand they're using to make their their ukuleles.
Not necessarily. That doesn't really say. I looked around to see if it, you know, anything says anything as far as, you know, Gibson's ukulele or anybody. No, it's just Epiphone.
Right.
It's cut and dry.
Did Epiphone make ukuleles at one time?
I think they did in the past. And still make one ukulele.
Okay.
I've seen one that's like $5,000, and I've seen another one that's a couple hundred bucks. So I don't know but I've only seen one that they make. But I saw some kind of signature series thing. Anyway, enough about ukuleles anyway.
Uh-huh.
So
I'd agree.
Anything else interesting going on?
I have my, everybody who lives around here that's related to me is coming over today.
Whoa.
That's not many people. It's my brother, my sister, and my dad.
Wow.
And their families.
We sometimes say that. We got the whole family in the house, like, and it's just her and I.
Oh, right.
The whole family piled into the bedroom.
No, my brother and his wife and three kids and my sister and her husband and no kids. And my dad's going to come over.
Well, that's quite a group.
Yeah.
And who was that I saw in the video?
That was the Murphy clan.
That was the other side.
That's my wife's family, yeah.
That was a big group.
That's pretty...
Around the living room?
Yeah.
But you did not pan to the person that was sitting right on your right. It's the only person you missed in all of the whole video that I saw.
It was the TV?
No, there was somebody sitting next to you.
No, I'm sitting right next to the TV.
Really?
The TV was right here.
I could have swore it was somebody with a white shirt on.
No. My father was.
Oh, that's why I wonder why it was getting missed, unless I just kept seeing the corner of the TV and thought it was a somebody.
You might have. Everybody was just watching on Apple TV. You know how when it's in sleep mode, the pictures just kind of float out?
Yeah, like a screensaver.
Like a screensaver. Yeah. That's all that is, a screensaver. We're all just mesmerized. Everybody's quiet. And usually the Murphys at Christmas time, it's crazy. Hectic.
It was fairly quiet.
Video. Yeah, as quiet as could be. It's like, this is not indicative of what a Murphy Christmas is like at all. And the thing was, I was just testing out the video mode in my camera. Mm-hmm. And so for me to show it to you, I said, where am I going to put this real quick? I just threw it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
But then everybody sees it and everybody says, oh my God, what a boring Christmas you guys are having.
Okay.
I'm like, no, that's nothing. We're all just sitting there, they're all seeing pictures.
Should have put a soundtrack behind it, screaming, yelling, bar fights.
I should have, yeah. But people were kind of like, oh, geez, it's pretty boring at the LaPlante house for Christmas. And usually the Murphys are loud and raucous, whatever. Whereas the LaPlantes, it's very quiet. Can I get you a cup of tea, Dad?
We have to put another video on the same style.
Yeah, with some Camelot playing in the background.
Camelot, yeah. Oh, you got that, yeah. That would make things louder. So what's the resolution this year? Anything?
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on doing something with my body. Since I had that injury and I just let everything go. And so I'm going to get back into shape. Because when I was skiing, I was in, I thought, pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. I, you know, did what I could to...
One trip skiing will get you in good shape.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. Or skiing get you in really bad shape.
Well, yeah. If you get hurt. But skiing is quite a... you know, intense exercise on the body for when you go away for a few days. Mm-hmm.
So you got to be in shape to do it, or...
Yeah, that makes a big difference, too. Or you can get hurt.
Or you'll be hurting when you're done. That was the whole thing. I was in such good shape. I skied like I had never skied before. I felt like, wow, I'm a machine.
Yeah.
Look at me go! To the hospital. So yeah, I plan on getting right back into the shape I was in just before I went skiing. I felt great.
I gained about 20 to 25 pounds in the past, which is not too bad actually for over a year. It's actually been almost a year and 3 to 6 months actually that I haven't, you know, been able to do things like I like to do.
Right.
And so I think it'll be a fairly big job, but easy enough.
Have you ever been this heavy before?
When I was 18 years old and going to the gym, like extreme workouts. Mm. Yeah, I was. I was the weight I am now.
All right, okay.
But I was in, you know, tip-top shape.
Oh, okay, so that was
it. And then after that, it was always about being ripped. So I'd like to be like, you know, 165, maybe 170 tops ripped. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like, well, about 190, 185, 190, blubber house.
Blubber house.
Just not the same.
Well, no. In a lot of ways, it's not the same.
No.
Your muscles are a little older.
Yeah, muscles are older. You feel weaker and you feel, you know, you notice when you have 20 pounds in your body more so now, I think, than any other time in your life. Sure.
Do you think there's a limit? Like you say, you're surprised you gained 20, 25 pounds, whereas I notice when I gain weight, I gain it pretty fast. And then there's a point where it just starts slowing down. I don't even change my eating habits, but it just start gaining weight slower.
Well, yeah, you might not change your eating habits, but you're not eating anymore. There's got to be a cutoff point pretty much. But if you started, you know, ate one in a time half more in the things that you eat, or you eat double, or start eating, like you can gain easy. But I mean, there's a cutoff point because you eat what you eat and how you eat, and you're not eating any more of that or anything. So there's going to be that point where you hit that plateau, even gaining.
Right.
And if you just, you know, took in more, you could gain more.
Sure. I'm going to take in less.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the Bruce
cancer cure.
So Lana's doing that?
Lana's doing it, yeah. Wow. She's the same thing for her, really. And, you know, without dealing with all the stuff with her brother and being away, like she was in fantastic shape when she left. Incredible. She was training at Train with Jane, and she made an incredible impact on her body in a short period of time being there, like Train with Jane, training by professional bodybuilders. IFBB Pro. Yeah. Train with Jane. And, she made a great impact. She was in phenomenal shape, which was a great thing because she needed that when she went away, because all her energy went to something else. And from then on, you know, things just, went downhill. she hadn't been working out when she since she come back, and you know what I mean, and our eating habits haven't been the same, and you know, that kind of thing. So same thing for her, really, and she wants to get back at it, and she's got lots of sessions left to train with Jane, so she wants to get back in the game.
Holy moly, with the rhymes.
Yeah.
Train Jane at the game.
There you go.
Well, that's cool. It just seems like if you're not eating food, there's a stamina problem, I think, with me. Anyway.
Well, there is, but that's only because you're on the downhill from eating. Once you get to where you need to be with not without the food, it changes. Over the first few days or so, maybe even a week, you get lightheaded, you get headaches, really bad headaches, but you have to get through that to get to the part there without the food. But that's what happens. So if you don't eat anything like all day or for, you know, and half the next day or something, you can get ill, you can get lightheaded, you get headaches, you know, you need food.
Right.
But you don't need food.
So it's the transition of your body getting its nutrients from the food or getting it from your body.
From other sources, yeah.
Yeah.
From the fat in your body, actually.
Right. So it's
ketosis.
Exactly, yeah. What's the process called?
Ketosis, when your body starts to utilize fat as energy as opposed to carbohydrate.
Right.
And that's the carbohydrate you keep taking in. And you know you need sugar, so you eat something sweet. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then you just slide ketosis down from that too. But
How is that related to ketones? I know you pee out your ketones, don't you?
I don't know. That would probably hurt.
No.
The car keys would hurt even more.
Oh. No, am I making something up? Or?
Yes.
All right. You've never heard of ketones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Those are cops. Bobbies. Hello, Bobby.
The ketone cops.
Hello, Bobby. So... What is the well? Before we get into the show, actually, because we spent
not into
time
the show yet,
we kind of got into the where we're headed with all this, but we'll take a little commercial break and come back with the actual show, which this week is Get in Gear. You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Okay, it's the Get in Gear show.
Holy moly, that's a cheesy spot.
Hey!
That reminds me of...
It's wacky, like the Jabbercast.
Yeah, it's like the Jabbercast, sure. John Dvorak has a 5-minute podcast he does, and he uses that exact same...
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah, okay. Those things are available to us in...
Us pros, you mean?
Yeah, us pros. I like how your face went like real serious when you said it too.
So we're going to get in gear. So
we're going to get in gear, and we're not only talking about diet and exercise. We're talking about just getting in gear and willpower and
putting the clutch down and put it in first.
That's right. How to get the clutch down? How to get in first? And how to drive?
That's funny when you say get in gear. There's so many things that come into my head.
It's everything. It's not just a New Year's resolution. So.
No,
what else is it?
I'm just saying the words get in gear.
Does
it mean...
Cogs and pulleys?
And driving?
Yeah,
driving. Or gear, like this kind of gear?
Yeah,
or
get your gear.
Yeah.
Get in gear.
Get in shape.
It can work for anything, yeah. Get in shape, too. That's probably one of the biggest things for anybody. When New Year's comes, it's get in shape and quit smoking. It's one or the other. You're halfway there.
I think quitting smoking is probably harder than doing something to your body.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You can smoke while you're running.
Yeah, that'd be good. Well, I was watching a movie last night or something. I forget. It was an older movie and everybody's smoking. It just seems so weird, you know?
Uh-huh.
They're doing stuff like they're chasing a bad guy.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Last drag before they go.
It was more important thing at one time, I think, smoking. Just like when you mentioned the hat thing on the Jabbercast during some show, how everybody wore a hat at one time. Yeah. It sticks in my mind constantly. Oh, yeah.
And if he didn't have a hat on, that would stick out.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't sleep at night because that's all I think about is the hat thing.
Is my hat clean?
The hat trick.
So where are you going to start?
Well, let's start with the nearest thing coming up, the new year and everything is for resolutions is like some of the things that most people look at to change are smoking and lose weight or be more outgoing. Maybe you want to stop biting your nails, do more with your family. Maybe you want to look for a job. That's your whole thing. I'm going to get a job.
Boy.
This year, I'm going to get a job.
If you don't have a job at this point.
No, but it might be somebody, you know, somebody younger or somebody wants a career change, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't have a job and you're listening to the Jabbercast.
Sunday.
You've already put
it. If this was Monday morning and you were listening, then.
Yeah, put down those headphones. Go get a job.
Yeah, get a haircut, get a job.
Get a real job.
Yeah, that's right. Like that's that song.
Like your big brother Bob.
Yeah, there's another one that's get a haircut. I don't know. Man of War. The other one was George Thorogood, isn't it?
Yes.
Get a real job. What exactly is willpower?
Self-discipline.
Sure.
That's what I think of when I...
And how can we get more? It's an internally motivated action.
It's an action. It's not... Can it be an inaction?
It can be an inaction if you're trying to stop doing something.
Right.
But at the same time, I think you can look at that as an action to do something. I almost like to call it won't power.
Okay.
Yeah. I won't smoke. I won't overeat. I won't do this. I won't do that.
That's a great way to look at it.
And some say that willpower can be like a negative concept as well, where the word motivation should maybe replace that.
Yeah.
Willpower sometimes sounds negative. Oh, because you know that you can and can't have willpower. Oh, I got to get the willpower. Like it's, or you have to, you know, motivation. It just sounds motivating. There's no negative in motivation. You know what I mean?
Right.
Willpower can sometimes bring on like a negative feel.
For sure.
And so we'll also want to talk about some ways to get more willpower.
It's a form of self-control.
Absolutely.
And if you think about it, if you don't have any willpower, you're not in control of yourself.
That's right.
You're out of control if you're not in control.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if people wrap their heads around that concept, they will try to be more in control of themselves.
Yeah.
Do you know, when you're going to reach for that bonbon in the fridge, or are you in control of yourself? Sure you are. But you don't want to take control of yourself when you're reaching in there. No, don't.
Yeah, that's not the control that you want. It seems like it's the bonbon that's controlling you, really.
Pretty much.
You know, you can look at it in that way. But it's the person that needs to take the control, and you have to put a firm foot down. Somewhere, somehow, you have to draw on that willpower. And it's not easy.
No. Not easy at all. What do you do for willpower? Strength.
For me, it usually has to. I usually have to do something cold turkey. I can't always just like kind of gradually do something. I put my foot down at the last second, and then everything changes from there. I like to have a starting point, and it's usually something like it's your birthday date or January 1st. It's some kind of the beginning of a month.
You want a defining moment.
Yeah.
This is when I start.
Yeah. Plus, it kind of helps me with my memory. Remember when I did? I know I started it on. Well, it either had to be then or then.
Right. Sure.
But yeah, I like to, you know, have it at a specific starting point. You know, January 1st comes, I'm going to ease into doing this. No, you're going to start right there, right.
So it sounds like
time zero
is easing into it. So when January 1st does come,
well, the thing, part of the thing is she has her birthday January 2nd.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and some friends are taking us out for dinner, and so she wants to be able to eat, you know, for her birthday, and it being so close that, you know, she's going to spend that week being able to get whatever she has to get together, because I don't think that everything will be 100%. There's one ingredient that we're missing for me to actually start on one of the teas tomorrow. So I might have to skip that.
Okay. Are you going to get into what the whole thing is? You say one of the teas.
Well, this there's a particular tea that you drink only for 3 weeks, and it's a kidney tea, kidney cleansing tea, and it takes 3 ingredients, and we're missing one of the herbs. And then there's the other tea is a big concoction of sage and a bunch of different things, peppermint and whatever, and so that's the tea that you'll drink through the 42 days. And then the juices are a little easier to get. You can make your own juices and juice, or you can buy the Breuce juices from like a specialty store.
Okay.
So that's when you have the juice. Yeah. And then there's other things for specific cancers that you can get into, but we won't do that, obviously. But, you know, different to making type of tea with potato skin for kidney. And then there's all the goes on in the Breuss Cancer Cure book to describe different things that you can do for certain cancers of, you know, extra things that you'll need or an amounts or whatever. But it's all basically based on this and soup and onion soup, onion broth.
Onion.
Yeah. And that's basically about it. It's pretty simple. There is no food. There's no salad. There's no anything.
No salad.
There's no fruit. There's no solid food. And the way that you have to do everything and when you have to have it between 30 to 60 minutes and the tea boiling for exactly 3 minutes and the juices are only a sip. You take a little sip. You got to keep it in your mouth and mix it all up with your saliva and everything before you swallow it.
Wow.
And you're done for like an hour.
That one sip?
Yeah.
So you boiled all that water, made it up, and you just have one sip.
Well, that's the juice I'm talking about, like the vegetable juice. But soup, then I think the soup that you can have like through the day a certain amount of times or something. But it's pretty wacky how that thing works.
So not to gross out our listeners or anything, but what about going to the bathroom? Like, if you have no food.
If you get plugged up, you have to give yourself an enema.
What about the other way? It sounds like you would not be constipated. It sounds like you'd be just...
Well, maybe at first you'll get rid of everything in your bowels.
Yeah.
But you definitely urinate a lot. All liquid.
Yeah.
But they say, you know, you may get plugged up, so.
You just do the enema thing.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of fun there.
Well.
And, you know, we'll find out more about that on the enema show. So.
The enema show. That sounds shitty.
How about exercise? A lot of people choose to exercise. They'll still eat whatever they want when January 1st comes, but they're going to start an exercise routine, a regime. So they're going to go to the gym or they're going to, you know, maybe they've got for Christmas or through this beautiful transition week we have here, are buying the necessary things to do home exercise.
Yes.
And that's what they're going to get in gear for, an exercise program.
Sure. So the Breuss program... You could do that and then you would lose weight just automatically, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They say you can lose up to like 30 pounds or something just being on it.
Okay. So, but you're going to supplement that with exercise.
I am going to supplement with exercise. Yeah. To a point, to a degree. I have to do my regular exercise for my shoulder 4 times a day anyway, but right. I want to get on a cardio routine because I think I can handle that right now.
Sure.
So.
You can do that right
now. I'm going to couple them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got absolutely everything in there.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but, you know, there are a lot of people that will work out and not change their eating habits.
Sure.
Which is a step forward, no matter how you look at it. But that takes a lot of willpower to get in gear and, you know, take on an exercise program.
Exactly.
Especially for somebody that doesn't, you know what to do or never really has. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some planning there too. You know, you can't just, you know, I'm going to do this starting tomorrow morning and then I need to do it. But, you know, you have to have the equipment of some kind, unless you're doing calisthenics and things where you don't need equipment and it's, you know, cardiovascular type exercise. But you have to have a routine or a plan of some kind, I guess.
Yep.
You know, to do your push-ups and to do your different things that you can do at home.
So it's evenly balanced.
Yeah, you want to evenly balance exercise through your body. From top to bottom.
Well, I'm just thinking of the Breuss thing. I see the cookies you brought. Sundays don't... There is no Sundays on a Breuss.
Not anymore, no. This is the end.
My friend.
Yeah.
Sundays will mean nothing until the 42 days are gone.
And the 42 days are gone? Well, then you can introduce food so you wouldn't even want to...
No.
Start gorging on anything because it would really disrupt your system. But no, from then on, it's going to have to be a big change as well. I have to go back to like I was, which... I don't know that Sundays will be included in that.
Gotcha.
So that will be remain to be seen, but...
So 6 weeks from now, is the show going to be...
42 days.
I said 6 weeks. Same thing.
Yeah, right.
I'm thinking in terms of weeks.
But it's 42 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a show in 6 weeks? That's going to be the new Jeff...
I don't know. You'd have to look at maybe we'll post some before and after pictures, but you'll have to see the, look at the list, which we'll have to call up at some point anyway. So maybe you'll do that because I'm less taxing, you're less taxed over there, but I'm not sure what the show is in 6 weeks from now.
Okay. I think you're going to pay less tax than me. You didn't work hardly at all, did you?
I'm worked hard. harder than anybody.
That's true.
Working hard at not working. Working hard on these here podcasts. Which, yep. By the way, you can, of course, get the... Hey. My battery's dying and I'm plugged in. What's up with that? There we go.
You have to push.
Seem to be pushed in all the way. You can visit the website at www.thejabbercast.com. And you can email us at hearmeoutatthejabbercast.com, or...
You can go to the contact page on the Jabbercast site, which has been revamped a bit. Big JD's been working on the website here.
Meant to mention that.
It's a little more streamlined, a little more same-ish all over. And you go to the contact page there, and there's a My Chingo widget. You just push the record a message and talk into your computer. And Big JD will get the message, and we'll play it on the show or act on it somehow. We'll do something about it.
Yeah, I meant to mention that the website was changed, and I was hoping that everything would migrate to the new site easily and effectively, and it did. Everything worked out nice, and we have a new look.
Yeah, nice haircut. In 6 weeks, that takes us to February 10th.
And what do we got there?
Addictive personality. They say you don't
have to. It could sort of fit in there. Some people are addicted to working out. Some people are addicted to food. Some people are addicted to drugs and alcohol.
Some people are addicted to sex.
Ooh, yeah.
That now doesn't seem to be a bad thing, I know, but no. It is a bad thing for some people. So, yeah, what's up next as far as getting in gear? What are we going to do?
Maybe we could talk about some ways to... you know, we kind of asked the question, how do you get more willpower, you know? And maybe we can address that.
All right. What do you do as far as, do you meditate or?
Maybe I will now. I have a pre-built-in mechanism that just allows me to have it when I need it. I'm different that way.
Pre-built-in mechanism.
Yeah. If I need willpower, I have it. When I have to do something or stop something or change something, I do it.
So that your mom ordered that when she...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It was before I popped out.
Built-in willpower model, please.
Yeah. And that's who I am. But, I mean, there are different ways. I mean...
She never changed a diaper.
She never changed a diaper, no. I've still got all that in me.
Oh.
But we'll save that, like I say, for the end of my show. We'll have some before and after pictures.
You're on a train of thought there. Sorry.
Yeah, some different ways that people can gain more willpower, though, are by rewarding themselves.
Okay.
You know, maybe every step of the way, reward yourself somehow for, you know, the act that you're doing or not doing.
Or you do masturbate or something like that?
Yeah, that would be fine. You know, if you tell yourself you're not going to masturbate so much in the new year, and you reward yourself, if you haven't for the week, with some masturbation. No. That's just sickening. But if you...
Tell us what you mean by reward. How do you reward some... Especially if you're on a diet with like...
Well, every time you don't eat a slice of pie, reward yourself with a slice of pie.
That ain't going to work.
No. Reward yourself with something. Maybe... you do the workout thing, and maybe, you know, you like pies and cakes and candy and all that kind of stuff. And now you're going to take off on this workout program or this diet program, and you may want to reward yourself on the weekend, on a Sunday, and have a snack. You know what I mean? You don't want to deprive yourself completely, because that can make you want it so bad that you won't stick with your plan. So there may be, you want to reward yourself that way. Maybe you want to reward yourself some other how and start buying some of the clothes that you know that you're going to fit into, say, you know, in a few months down the road or something. So you start your diet and exercise program, say, and you buy yourself something at the end of the week that, you know, you know you're going to fit into later or something. And
That's a nice idea, yeah.
You know, reward yourself somehow. If you stop smoking... what would you reward yourself with if you had quit smoking? And maybe for the first week, what would you do?
Yeah, what could you do?
Well, maybe you could treat yourself to a nice dinner someplace.
in the non-smoking section.
You're saving money from not smoking as well. So maybe that's the treat, that you you take the specific money that you would have spent on cigarettes, say, for that week, and maybe start a savings account with it. And that's a reward, weekly reward that you can, and actually specifically take that amount of money out of your one account and put it in the other and save it up.
I have a goal. As soon as I get this amount of money, I'm going to buy myself this.
Pipe. I'm going to buy myself a pipe and cigars.
No, don't buy yourself a pipe. Let's say a piece of jewelry, something that costs some of money, like, you know, a big chunk of money.
Yeah.
Then you can have something and say, look at this. This is equals to the smokes I would have just burned up into the air.
Or at the end of the year, I'm going to go on a trip. I'm going to save this trip for summertime, and I'm going to go away.
Trip is a great idea.
Sure. That's a fantastic reward for, you know, yourself.
Except you would have to drive there.
Yeah. For me, it would be gas money.
Gas money to go to Europe.
Should we take another break?
Sure.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
I was looking for WKBR IDs, but I couldn't find them very well this morning.
Are they on there?
So I went with Big JD IDs. Somewhere on my computer, yeah.
Get looking. Okay. He's looking, but he doesn't see.
No, I'm not looking. I was looking for something else, but
okay.
That was wacky too. My little snitch demo expired.
Your little snitch demon expired.
Demo.
Oh, you have a demo.
Yeah. Which demo, which wasn't supposed to expire, but.
Oh, bummer.
So
you don't pay for that,
huh?
You haven't paid for that yet.
No, I haven't paid for it yet.
Obviously, that's something that I use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My kids hate it, but it's...
It's kind of a pain, though. Excuse me. And for a lot of the things that I do, you know, which are sensitive to the processor, I don't like something popping up all the time. But in a lot of cases, it's of importance, so...
For sure. That poor little processor in there, you got to be nice to it.
I know. Poor little single PPC processor.
PPC. Here's my PPC.
So what other resolutions would we have? Do you have any other resolutions? Or just you want to get in shape?
I'm going to
get back in shape for the beginning of the year. Anything else? What about family? Any resolutions or anything? And
no, honestly, I don't. It's all about me.
It's all about you.
Yeah.
Selfish bugger you.
No, I'm telling you, it's just something I want to do for myself. I find that my family are not very supportive of those kind of things, like resolutions. Or I'm gonna
have will to, they be now?
They may be. Erica's probably going to be the one that's... I can see him following some kind of program and having a regimen to follow as far as stuff he's got.
But you're not making anybody else do anything. This is just you.
I'm going to suggest some things.
Because, I mean, the only thing with it, I know that... It works for me because, you know, Lana does the same things I do, so it makes things easier, especially when she does the cooking.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's got to be a lot different with a family because you got kids.
Yes.
And, you know, no kids want to follow, you know, some specific thing where they, you know, they're kids. They want to do what they want, eat what they want. They don't want to be on an exercise program necessarily. And, you know, and then you find that you or your wife, you have to cook for kids for one thing. So a lot of times they, you know, parents will find themselves having to do things different for the kids than for themselves, say, or different for the kids, whatever she wants to do. And then your new roots, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It makes it difficult. So probably at least the best thing to do in that situation for people, you know, with families is to at least have it out in the open of, you know, what's going to transpire during the time, you know, is anybody going to follow this or, you know, how's it going to work when I need to eat this and do this or something, or I need time for this. And that, you know, everybody's kind of got to know what's going on at least.
Yep.
You know, so that's something that people should consider is the other people. So.
Yeah. It works out pretty good around here usually.
Yeah.
Depends. You just got to adapt is the word.
Mm-hmm.
You got to adapt.
Well, things seem more laid back around here than like some families, I'm sure though. You know what I mean? there's a lot. I'm sure there's families where what the easiest way to describe some families is the fuddy-duddy style. That's what I like to call it.
Fuddy-duddy
style. Where you're, it's just not hip. You know, nobody's hip. So
their values are
they don't have the free time that they wanted or that they had before they were married or to do things that they like to do or want to do or you know and I think that's wrong. Once you get married and then like you know that everything's over thing, you know what I mean? It's too bad that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, and they regret, have a lot of regrets. You know, they can't do this and can't do that or can't you know, sit here and do a radio show even.
Yeah.
You know how many guys would not be allowed to do that, I'm sure? In any right?
Yeah. It's
or whatever it is that you'd want to do, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Or like to do.
People put themselves in a bad place when they get married, that's for sure. And it's all about compromising and...
It's all about compromising and it's all about, you know, not... It shouldn't be about taking away. It should be about more.
It should be about more
of
what?
Yeah, more of anything.
Well, okay.
You know, not like taking away, you know, take away the things that you used to do or like to do or, you know, because I'm married, I can't do this now or, you know, I can't go hang out with these friends and stuff or I can't do this, can't do that, all these things. Like, it shouldn't be like that.
No.
Unless, of course, it's, you know, something that you shouldn't be doing.
Right. Going out with the guys every night. The bar.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't want to take away from your family, but at the same time, I just, you know, when there's things that you like to do and things that they shouldn't be taken away from you either as, you know, just from being married and having a family.
No.
I don't think.
You should be able to be true to your responsibilities as in a family.
Absolutely, yeah.
Make that your priority and then work from there.
Yeah, I think that's definitely is a priority. I don't want that to go and said that it's not a priority, you know, the priority. But at the same time, I think you have to make your time for extracurricular activities and things like that. And a lot of people don't.
No. So they're not really true to themselves.
True.
So they have stopped existing as they previously were. Now they're somebody else who they don't even really want to be.
Right.
And
that causes problems down the road.
And then they're not really the same person that their wife married, actually. Like, you know, if we're talking about guys, you know.
Yeah.
A woman was attracted to that guy because he had a certain set of activities, a certain personality. But as soon as you get married and if you turn into somebody else that you weren't, then you actually exasperate the situation. You think you're making your wife happy, but she's not happy because you're not the same guy you used to be.
Right. But in a lot of cases, she's the ones that wanted to change you. And then she changed you into something that she doesn't want anymore.
How come women think they can change people?
I don't know.
A lot of women are like that. Whereas men aren't like that. A man doesn't get
we don't try and change the women anyways.
Not often.
Not really. You know, unless it's, I don't know. I can't even think of anything why I would anyway, you know?
There are some guys who get a woman, they find her hot, you know, she's dressed nice or whatever, and she's, something about her is attractive, but when they get her, when they finally, you know, make a commitment to her, she makes a commitment to him, he wants her to stop being attractive to other men.
Right, yeah.
That's not right either. Then you have insecurity issues about yourself. So that's the only way I can see men wanting to change women. Mm-hmm. Don't be like you were before because other guys will want you
as
badly as I do and I can't lose you.
Mm-hmm.
Very insecure. So by doing this, getting in gear, you could actually, talking about security and how you feel about yourself, can make you feel more. You empower yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another good one.
It leads to other positive aspects in your life.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably besides like the couple biggest of the lose weight, you know, diet and exercise thing and then quit smoking is the positive attitude. I'm going to have a positive attitude, you know, as a resolution. I'm going to, you know, feel better about myself or I'm going to, you know, start doing some things for myself. You know, I'm going to pamper myself. You know, I work 8 hours a day and I come home and I clean and I cook dinner and I go to bed and get up the next day and go to work and I come home and I clean and I, you know, I'm going to start pampering. I'm going to start, you know, maybe for a woman especially, I'm going to start having baths. I'm going to go for massages. I'm going to go for a day spa on the weekend or, you know, different things. And that's important too. You don't want to lose some of the some of the fun in your life, you know? That's where the fuddy-duddy thing comes in.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you want to do something or try something new, and you don't want to get ridiculed for it, or you want somebody is, you know, just because you, somebody else doesn't think you should do it or doesn't think it's fun. You should, you know, be able to do different things and try new things and, you know, go skydiving in the new year.
Sure.
That's what I do.
Have you been?
No.
I haven't been either.
I couldn't do that.
Of course you can't go skydiving. You can't even
get I can't even hold on to a... you know, anything. This.
I don't want to fall out of my chair.
Can't hold on to a chair arm, let alone a skydiving brace.
Well, it's the getting in the plane is one of your...
Well, that too, yeah. But skydiving. I mean, skydiving, isn't that the kite thing?
Hang gliding?
Oh, hand gliding, yeah. Hang gliding. Yeah. Hand gliding. Hang gliding, skydiving, bungee jumping.
Bungee jumping, I don't recommend that to anybody.
Did you ever do it?
No, I have never done it. I was going to do it, but I did a little research on it, and I talked to some friends who did do it. Mm-hmm. They say it was a very painful situation afterwards.
Yeah?
Because it just...
Because everything's pulled. Yeah.
There was an unnatural force on their body, and they were like sore for a long time. And I know one guy, Dan, he kind of hurt his neck.
Yeah.
It's never been the same. It's cracks all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an extreme exercise. You know, even if it's a one-time thing, it's an extreme thing on the body where you have to maybe prepare for it and or do it all the time. Exactly. You know, something that you're used to that type of thing or something. I don't know, it's pretty crazy. But we're getting close to the top of the hour, so...
Top of the hour.
What was it, 2 weeks ago we played my one and only ukulele song?
Yes.
And so you want to throw in the other one now? For fun,
sure.
Measure, see last show of 2007, and it's the only other song I did, actually.
I always want to put music in this show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we can. I was thinking about that today, actually, because I had lined this up was putting music in the show, but we should put our own stuff in the show. That would be neat. You have stuff.
Yes, I have stuff.
And you could make more stuff.
I'm trying to get rid of my stuff.
Is what I'd really, I just still like to bring up the point where that you haven't done anything else of your own.
Like in a minute, if you want.
Well, we can lay something down. That's nothing.
I'll record it on my camera.
Okay. So the first song I had done was when my mom bought me the ukulele 1,000 years ago. And so I wrote that song for her. And then I did one for Lana, actually. And that's this one's called The Dream. And then we'll come back with the Jabber quote.
When I rise, I fall back asleep. And I slip away into another dream of you. You're all my eyes can see. You're all that I adore. And when you cry, I feel you deep inside. I'm not far away. Just reach out your hand.
You want to do some like calm, nice recordings.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Very nice tune there, Big JD.
Oh, why, thanks.
And what was Lana's reaction to that?
Oh, she liked it.
Okay.
A little teary.
Did she get teary?
Yeah.
I can see that. She wants to write you a song, but she just doesn't have the...
I had her sing on an acoustic song at one time. When I had the studio at the Jewelard studio there.
Mm-hmm.
Solus Studios, it was called. And I actually had her record a song. She sang, yeah. It was pretty good.
Cool.
Time for the Jabber quote.
Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote.
So I'm hearing your entourage going boom, boom.
Oh yeah, yeah, that but that's not coming through. Right now. Okay. Yeah, the only thing that we do hear extra is the scratchy knobs.
The scratchy knobs. Yeah, that's. You want to hear it again? Oh,
stop that! That comes through for real.
I know. How professional is that?
Yeah.
Not at all. This week's Jabber quote is brought to us by Steve and Larry.
They have oh, yeah. Steve and Larry for once.
Steve and Larry for once. Yeah, it's about time they
have a what?
They have a, it's a service where they help you build your willpower.
Yeah, they actually sell willpower, bottled willpower.
That's right. Now you can order yours online at stevenlarry.com. Or you just go to their store in the corner of Wabash and Strabane and pick up some willpower.
I buy their enema version of their willpower.
Oh, yeah? I buy their peppermint flavored one. Mae West has our... Do you know who Mae West was?
Well, of course.
Well, don't say
Calamity Jane's sister.
Calamity. She probably played Calamity Jane in the movie for all I know.
Yeah, Mae West was an actress.
I generally avoid temptation unless I can't resist it.
Ooh, yeah, that's the do what you want scenario of.
She can't resist temptation. So mm-hmm. She's getting right into the, I generally avoid temptation. How do you avoid temptation? Well, you see something that you might like you're walking the street. Oh, there's a jewelry store. Mm-hmm. So are you, if she can't resist it, is she resisting the temptation? Or okay. Is she resisting going to the store?
What's the second half again?
I generally avoid temptation unless I can't resist it.
I think that she's talking about like the actual article or the food or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. I don't think she's that intelligent. Was she? To really dig deep into something there like that?
I don't know. I have a feeling she was intelligent and had a persona that was just that Roaring Twenties kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the flamboyant whatever. And she got something going there. I'm just reading some of these other ones here. Mahatma Gandhi.
Gandhi said,
or in English, strength does not come from physical capacity. It comes from an indomitable will. Yeah.
Wasn't he a snowman?
No, he was made of snow.
The indomitable snowman.
Did you say snow or stone?
Snow.
Okay. Yeah, he was a snowman.
Yeah.
And the his name was Will. And they called him Indomitable Will.
Indomitable. Abominable.
So Gandhi went up north and he went to talk to Indomitable Will. And he says, I need some strength. That's where it comes from.
And he was given strength.
He was given strength.
Let there be strength, and there was strength. That's like when I made light.
And?
And there was light.
And women?
What about them?
You made women too?
Yeah, sure. Out of a rib.
Out of your rib? No, out of the rib of the man you created.
Right.
Right.
Adam. Adam. That was the man.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Him too. I made them both. Okay. Adam and Evie.
Adam
and Evie.
You're just putting the accent in a weird place.
Well, they were Eastern, Middle Eastern.
Supposedly it was at the juncture of the Tigris and the Euphrates River.
Juncture or junction? What's the difference?
I think a juncture is a point in time and a junction is an actual physical two things coming together.
Hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, juncture wasn't the right word.
So holy matrimony is a junction.
Holy matrimony, Batman.
Not to be confused with a conjunction.
Right.
Conjunction, junction.
And it's
your function.
It seems like it's all we're trying to do is confuse people. You are the only person on earth who can use your ability. I don't know about that. Zig Ziglar said that.
Zig Ziglar.
Zig Ziglar.
The Zig Ziglar.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's your jabber quote for this week.
Wunderbar.
Any final thoughts for getting in gear?
What is this, Springer?
Springer.
Springer always has a final thought.
Oh, does he? So does
our final thoughts. I know mine would just be to let our listeners know that Big JD and Lippo are standing behind you in your decisions for your New Year's resolutions. So if that's any consolation.
Yeah, probably not at all. But what do you think of the whole making a resolution? Shouldn't we just start something on our own? Does that have to be New Year's? What
it doesn't that? No, it doesn't have to be New Year's, but it's just happens to be that it's the start of a new year, and it puts some kind of schedule to it, you know? And it's helpful for a lot of people to have to do it, you know, scheduled somehow.
I just think around here where we live, the beginning of the new year is there's nothing new outside. It's all usually drab and it's cold and you stay inside and it's not very...
But see, part of the whole thing boils down to this, that if you can start your resolution and you can do something new and you can start it in a, and especially in a time or a situation where it's not that good of a time for you to start it, I think that makes it better and more effective. You know, if you're always waiting for the perfect opportune time, it may never come. But, you know, if you can start your resolution or change something in your life, during, you know, a bad time or not the greatest time, or maybe not the most convenient time for you, then, that's overcoming in itself. So that can be a good thing.
All right.
You know, when during a hard time or something like that, and, if I can do it now, then it's easier, you know, it's even easier at during the good time. So there's no time like the present.
And tomorrow is New Year's Eve. So on, Tuesday.
People yeah, everybody have a great new year. And what do we have lined up for next Sunday?
Sex, drugs.
No. We do?
Rock and roll.
Yeah. So we're not doing a show even? Hey. Okay. So that so ends the Jabbercast for this last Sunday in 2007.
Yeah, it's the last show of 2007. I think it was a pretty good year, actually.
It was. A good year.
We started doing this like last year, didn't we?
I think sometime in 2006.
Yeah. So we've done pretty close to 52 shows. There was a couple of weeks there we had to skip. But about 50 shows.
I don't know that we skipped anything. Did we actually skip and not even put out a show any week? Or did we do it at some other time?
I know there was at least one week where we didn't do a show.
Hmm.
You put up an old show or something happened.
There's a resolution to think about.
Don't ever miss a show.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Next year.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.